would love to call you back just as soon as I can.
Greetings, Yon Medically Related Husband, and I'll be fairly simple tonight. I am swimming Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the plan, and so it's Wednesday, and I did go. I started doing only 3 laps. It's a 75-foot pool, and I have trouble breathing, but I'm up to 4 laps now, so I'm pleased about that. And, you know, I find it fascinating. It's a mile to the Y and a mile back. It's a mile to Ingles, the grocery store I'm using now, and a mile back. So it's 4 miles, like I would do the trip to the farmer's market in the past. But it's 1 mile instead of 2 miles. But anyway, trivia. One thing that I'll leave you a link to a video. Israel soldier smashes up bookshop for no reason. It's a short minute or two, and what I saw in that, because it's like some of the other things that showed you before in reference to the condemning nature you see with one side versus the other within. Within the conflict between the country of Israel and Gaza, you see the same thing between the country of Ukraine and Donbass and so forth. And of course, we see it in so many other places. I find it troubling because what happens is you have the two political powers, and in order for the political powers to stay in power, they must inflame their people that you need us because you have an enemy. So we need to make into the culture the idea those people are your enemies for whatever reason. And what concerns me is usually it's done with very poor reasoning. But when it gets instilled into the culture, those people are bad. You have reactions like this, where this one gentleman is going through the store and just destroying things. And I think it's indicative. It's like the, how long ago was that? When I gave you the genocidal hip hop I did that last Tuesday. It's the same thing that culture has been put in. And I think it's very prominent within the Jewish community within Israel, because when you see especially the Orthodox Jewish community outside within Iran and in the U.S., they're not like that at all. They don't have that tension. And of course, there is something I didn't follow it. Something about a Harvard president, whatnot, saying something. You know, that you can hate some group, but you can't hate another group. And there's a problem here. And the point of this is just a reminder of, I want to get that technique in to allow some to have a reconciled relationship. So some people who are within the Jewish community in Israel would look at the Arab community or whatnot, human beings created in the image of God. There was another one that I saw, and I'll have to maybe I'll add that about how, you know, what's happening in there was an interview with a bunch of people in the West Bank, you know, not in Gaza, on the Mediterranean Sea area, but in the West Bank. You know, the West Bank is not the west part of the country, it's the eastern part of the country. but because a whole lot of places there, if you're not Jewish, you cannot buy land or things of that nature. And there was a video that I'll give you where a particular part of the community there, their livelihood is their olive groves, and which they've been doing for generations. Some of those people are Islamic. Some of them are Christian. And they've been living there at peace, apparently, for generations. But now the Israeli government is coming in and doing a whole bunch of vile things to the Islamic and the Christian community. And this is the concern. Once you instilled hate, you can justify it. Oh, because those people are bad, let's hate them. So you see that on the world stage. And I would suggest another place to see it, obviously, is the institutional church. Because you know what it takes to instill into the culture of the institutional church, and then, of course, instill into my family, hate the dad. Isolate yourself from the dad. He's a bad man. Don't talk to him. He's reaching out trying to reconcile the family. Don't talk to him. What's the difference between that attitude and this Israeli soldier that I'm giving you the video of? What's the difference? I would suggest none. Jim Cross, I'm referring to you. And Brenda Keynes and Chris Bitterman and so many others. I'm going to pursue reconciliation with people who hate me. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.